Hello and welcome to the Melissa Diaz Report. My name is Melissa Diaz, coming to you live from somewhere that will remain undisclosed because of safety concerns about, I don't want anybody to get into my stash of homemade ice cream. So anyway, what's going on in the world? Lots of stuff, right? One of the Huxtables has perished. That's actually really sad. Theo, the guy who played Theo, he drowned off the coast of, Costa Rica recently. And that's just terrible and sad, and it sucks. And that's kind of the worst thing about celebrities is not only do you have to coexist with this sort of phenomenon of, you know, the capitalist version of an aristocracy. We don't have an aristocracy. We never had an aristocracy. But somehow psychologically, a society needs something to stand in for an aristocracy. They keep trying to make the British royal family somehow shove their way in here. They keep trying to make them just wedge their way in between the celebrities and somehow, I think, sort of infuse the whole shebang with some kind of quote-unquote legitimate blue blood aristocracy in this country, but it just doesn't work. Meghan Markle, I think, was the latest attempt. She went out there and she went prince fishing and she literally bagged one, brought one back. She shoved a prince in a bag in her purse and smuggled him back into the United States. Took him, kidnapped him from his family, brought him back here, and tried her best, her damnedest, to start some kind of little media empire with him, using him as the leverage, as the thing, you know, that's gonna kind of make it all worthwhile. And nothing. Nobody cares here about that kind of shit. Nobody. And I, you know, to Americans' credit, people say a lot of things about Americans, and those people are me too a lot of the time. But one thing is, we don't give a fuck about royalty ever. We never have. I'm not saying we never will, but so far the circumstances have played out so that nobody here gives two flying fucks about if you're a prince or king or nobody cares. Okay, it's like, what do you got in your wallet? All right, how much cash you got on you? How if you liquidate your assets, how much do you actually have? Right, and even more than that, right? It's like we want our celebrities, we want our aristocracy to dance for us. And the problem with, I think that's kind of mainly it. It's like, you can't be American aristocracy if you don't debase yourself for our attention. That's the deal. And royalty has always considered itself too dignified. Its whole thing is to be too dignified to engage in the activities of the plebs. But in this fucking country, you want to be aristocracy, you have to be the best of the plebs, which means the most depraved, right? The most debased, the most willing to crawl through the most shit just to get into that spotlight, right? You have to win the competition for worst American for you to become the best of Americans. That's very Dantean. That's like a Dante's Inferno, where you got to go down to get up to heaven, down through the depths of hell to get up to heaven. And that, I think, is why we even put up with the notion of celebrity, is that we, on some level, it's kind of like politicians. It's similar because I think a lot of actors have a personality trait similar to politicians in that they are just empty and they need the attention. We know that and we see that in them and we go, you know what? Acting is the perfect thing for you, right? Or being a celebrity, perfect. Go do that because you can't do anything else that's that's worth anything, that's useful. So go do that. Go be that. It's like when women are too dumb to get a job, right, and have a career. It's like a woman who doesn't have the IQ necessary, or the inclination, or the energy, the ambition to really do anything in a career or at all whatsoever. Go work in the home, be a stay-at-home mom. That's great. That's a hard job. It's go do it. And it's fulfilling. Or just start an OnlyFans, right? Do something that is in your wheelhouse. Go do it. Nobody here judges people anymore, which to at times is to our detriment. We should maybe judge a little bit. But the people that do judge in this country, I guess, people that, like Christians or maybe like conservatives or some whatever the fuck, those people judge too much, and they judge stupidly, and they judge based on criteria that nobody else cares about. So it's just kind of, it's a big mess here, but it works itself out. And so the thing I was getting at before I went on that long tangent is that the thing about celebrities that kind of sucks here is, you know, they got this glitz and glam about celebrities that is a prerequisite to being a celebrity, even though we know that they're all dirtbags on some level. You still want the entertainment value. So you still want to be taken away into la la land with celebrity. That's their job. So, and it's kind of a beautiful tension between the fact that you know that the people that are parading in front of you as just ethereal, perfect, beautiful beings are actually horror shows inside, and even sometimes a little bit outside, but they get some work done and they make it happen. And so it's work ethic that we respect, really, with celebrities. We're like, you're like, you go through so much effort to look and be and, well, seem perfect to us that, and despite the fact that we know that you're actually like more of a dirtbag than the average person, or more of a sociopath or whatever, and you can get yourself presentable enough to look like this, to show up like this, to try this hard to look better than everybody when you know you are amongst the worst of everybody. Respect. I respect that. And also, I love the fantasy. I love the glitz and the glamour. So whenever one of them perishes, even someone who never was technically an A-list celebrity, not technically. I don't think the Theo Von was ever, or no, Theo Huxtable, not Theo Von, was ever A-lister, right? He was, is it B-lister, C-lister? What grade do you put people who are known for semi-cheesy television series? I don't know. But whatever the case may be, whenever one of those people, whenever a celebrity passes, it's always something so mundane and so everyday. It just breaks that facade. And you're kind of stuck with the realization of the fact that there's no celebrity that can save you from, you know, just human condition. That's it. That's kind of it. And it's semi-depressing in that way, because it's a semi because you don't dwell on it. I'm never going to think about Theo Huxtable again, probably, unless something happens that's a scandal, some kid, illegitimate child is discovered, something. And that's it. It's over. From henceforth, from this day forward, you're never going to think about that guy again, but you will have had this kind of day where you are just bummed out, depressed, a little bit, right? By the reminder of, I don't know, your own mortality, the human condition. how a trip to Costa Rica isn't going to solve your problems and may actually give you a couple more. You know what I'm saying? So, RIP to that guy. That whole fake family, the Huxtables, they all would never have been in the spotlight or in the limelight at all. They wouldn't have been household names at any point in history if it wasn't for rape, basically. The head rapist himself, the pater familia of rape, is Bill Cosby. And now that he's outed and all that other stuff happened, the litigation and all the news media frenzy, they all kind of scattered to the wind anyway. None of them had any success after that show, really. Not really. Nobody. Some of them from maybe banging more famous people like Lenny Kravitz and stuff like that, but that's kind of it. It's weird how it could go either way, because Patrick Stewart from Star Trek had an illustrious career doing a cheesy show, but he did it faithfully and he did it with integrity, and he at least never had his dirty laundry aired out, if he really had any to begin with. So you can take B celebrity and really make of it what you want. You can do that with anything in any, at any level of any strata of this society. Ugh. And then it all kind of just doesn't mean anything anyway, because you get just drawn off the coast of Costa Rica. So, moving on. What else is going on? Oh, yeah, there was that Coldplay concert. CEO. The CEO of the data company Astronomer, Andy Byron, resigning after a viral incident at a Coldplay concert when he was seen on a kiss cam with an employee, leading to speculation about their relationship. The company stated that Byron's conduct did not meet their standards for leadership accountability. Really? I don't know. I think they did. I mean, he was trying to be discreet. He didn't intend to go on a kiss cam. He didn't hail the kiss cam over to them like a cab to have a moment in the spotlight over there. They were just trying to have a private good time. And I guess this is just another example of CEOs being attacked by the public eye, the eye of Sauron, being victims of the fact that people catch them doing dirty shit. Dirty, dirty, dirty shit. CEOs are arguably more solidly wealthy than a celebrity. And yet, they don't like to be in the spotlight. I think for them, it's better to not be in the spotlight. For celebrities, being caught like this is a gold mine. If Kim Kardashian had been caught while she was still with Kanye, in this kind of a position, she would have made so much money off of it. She would have raked it in. She would have just reopened an OnlyFans if she never had one, or she ever had one. She would have would have been a field day for her. She would have started a new makeup line within the week and would have made mad dough. But CEO people, and they call her a colleague, but she was married to another CEO, or getting married, or buying a house with one or something, based on what I saw on Twitter. So take that for what it's worth. She was just a person who moved in those circles, the CEO circles, cafe society people. And they just got caught. That's it. They got caught. The only person who makes money when CEOs get caught like this is their wives, apparently. That's what everybody keeps saying on Twitter. But soon, this is the reason why people like CEOs, you're not going to see any information about them on the internet anymore. I mean, the internet is basically garbage now. The internet is garbage. Google, garbage. Trash. There is no browser that's worth shit. You can look up mundane things. You can look up how to clear diaper rash pretty reliably, because there's nothing controversial about that yet. But if you really want to look up anything anymore, anybody is what I'm saying. If you want to look up anybody worth looking up, and I'm not talking about your ex, I'm talking about a CEO, well, you're shit out of luck now, because of this Kiss Cam kind of stuff and because of the Luigi Mangione thing, these people are going to disappear. You'll see. And that's the thing is, and I think that's even why celebrities have gotten crazier, because celebrities just have to get crazier because it's the only way to get the attention back onto them and away from CEOs, because people know that CEOs are the real ones. Celebrities are kind of like what CEOs want you to think they're like. Sexy and thin and great skin, just sun-kissed and lounging somewhere in a beautiful paradise, having just all these affairs and having this jet-set life and just makeup and Botox, and you're doing so amazing and just having the best time ever. CEOs, there's nothing more miserable than the life of someone who's like a CEO, but not for them. They love that kind of hard work and that kind of productivity. But you, if you're not a CEO, if you're not inclined to be that kind of person, you would be miserable living the kind of life they live. They work like 12 hours a day or some shit, and they love it. Well, I don't know if they love it, but they're pathological about it, at least. So that, but the celebrities is, they wish you thought that they were like celebrities. I think it's almost why celebrities exist. It's like the Dark Crystal, you know, that Jim Henson movie where it splits into the Skeksis and the wise guys in the desert, whatever they're called. The wise guys. Well, not wise. They're supposed to be wise old men. Wise guys makes it sound like there's a bunch of Joe Pesci's in the desert. Like, hey, you broke the crystal. You broke the crystal. Then why the hell are you talking about breaking the crystal? That's it. All right. So there's that. They split into two, but really they make one powerful organism, being individual group of individuals. That's what they're supposed to be. And so when the Dark Crystal splits in the story, it splits their personalities into two different species. And I think that's what happened in this country, because the Dark Crystal of a monarchy split here. It never happened. We never got that. So it split into Skeksis, who are these nasty, vindictive, petty, shallow, superficial elitists who run around, just all they care about is power and attention and riches, wealth, and dressing up in feathers and pomp and splendor and glory. And those are celebrities, and they parade around and they enslave people and put them with the magic and of their celebrity power, and people follow them blindly and give a shit about what they're doing on a Friday night and where they eat and what the shoes they're wearing. And then there's the CEOs who are actually in the desert. They love it. They love it. They're eating it up. They're just in the desert, just drawing circles in the sand and making sundials and having a great time and constant work. Work, work, work. We love it. Productivity. It's their favorite thing. But, you know, they also come from the same crystal, so they want to be in there doing the same things probably as the Skeksis. It's just they don't want to get caught. Whoa, there's some guys cutting some trees down right outside. But anyway, that's all I got time for today. Thank you for tuning in to the Melissa Diaz Report. I have been ranting, but you'll hear from me again this Thursday. I know I said that last week, but for real this time. Things get in the way. Also, I've never had to juggle family and things that I want to do before. So I'm still learning, but I'm still reading the news like a psycho. So I still got shit to say. Anyway, you'll hear from me on Thursday. And until then, thank you for tuning in to the Melissa Diaz Report. I've been Melissa Diaz. Until Thursday, enjoy your week. Bye-bye.